What's going on, everybody? I'm coming to you with crappy internet at this Crown Plaza Resort here. I just actually switched to my phone because it was pulling better internet. But joined with me, as always, Q, Nick, and Todd Smitty Smith. What's up, Smitty? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Year two, college baseball. Sorry, I haven't been around. Life's been a little crazy, but I'm excited to be back and ready to talk baseball with you guys.
Well, we have a late game tonight in Hawaii.
There's an update on that, too. It's been delayed.
12:35.
Of course it is.
12:35 is now.
Why would we not play that? I feel like it's irresponsible to not play it.
Not weather related either. Yeah.
I said all of this. I even said this morning when we first started talking. It was like 7 or 8 in the morning. I was like, I want to be on Hawaii, but there's been no pitching. And it's only because it's a 4-game series, but they're starting it on Thursday. So I don't know if both teams are going to go with their aces that went last Friday. Like, I doubt teams go on 6 days, like little 6-day rest, like this early in the season. So I didn't know how to, like, what they were going to do weekend-wise.
But I don't know. Nobody's announced starting pitcher?
Nope. I keep checking, too, like every, like, 10 minutes.
Wichita State used to have pretty decent pitching staff. Was it Caden Favors? Yeah. He was their starter last year. He's assuming he's gone.
Wasn't Tommy Lepore with him as well?
Yep. Tommy Lepore now.
Yeah, they're. I don't think they're worried about posting who's pitching tonight. They're worried about getting their uniforms to Hawaii.
Yeah,
probably.
They're delayed.
Well, I have to give Nick Dimmitt some more credit here. The picks on the website, if you selected with the starting pitcher, it was hitting at a 60% cap. And then at no pitcher, it was like 59% or maybe vice versa. 69. Yeah, it was absolutely insane how well it did. And the margins were off. If you selected the pitcher, the average difference of our margin of runs was 0.5. If you didn't select the pitcher, it was 1.5. So we're still nerfing a little bit of the stats because we don't have a big enough sample size for this season yet. But definitely something to keep an eye on here. Win probability for Hawaii tonight makes it an implied probability of about 135. I'm seeing 145. Mm-hmm. To me, that's playable. I kind of want to be on the Warriors here. Not that I can bet in Texas, but wink, wink.
It's
we'll
trapped.
Figure something out.
Yeah, the number sat there all day today too. It was 145 when I saw you guys this morning. It hasn't moved at all.
Yeah, UCF moved. Still lines went out.
Did it move? Did it move a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe 20 cents. But I digress. Yep.
The Wi-Fi is kicking in. All right. What's up next tomorrow morning? Nick's Notre Dame Fighting Irish taking on Iowa. Are you a Notre Dame baseball fan though, Nick?
No, not at all. And ever since, that was probably like the only Indiana school that didn't recruit me out of high school. So ever since then, they've been kind of on the back burner. So now football, basketball only.
We do have I will say this while you're pulling it up there. There's a lot of weather in this area. So that's what you're going to see a lot of early games. Typically the Fridays are like 6 p.m. start times, but a lot of teams are playing at 2 and 4 p.m. just to avoid the weather. So if you're going to get your lines in, make sure you're kind of on top of it for Friday.
This is kind of shocking here. You can get Notre Dame even money.
Yeah.
Iowa, no Tanner Morgan, no Brody Bregg.
Stifler is the head coach. So met him. Good friends with my brother-in-law, so go Notre Dame.
I'm hard pressed to see Notre Dame favored by almost 5 runs against anybody.
It's still Cade Overmuller too. Like that's still like Iowa. He's still their Friday guy. Like after him on Fridays, then Iowa's gonna have issues. Yeah, that number on our website is kind of a little bit shocking. I'd say it's
a little dicey.
I'd say DK is it a little bit closer to correct. Is kind of how I'd put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weighted runs created, biggest difference here, 166. 107.
Screw Iowa. They blew too many games last year for us.
Oh my gosh.
If you were a first 5 team, they hit.
I'm going to go back to this after this game goes What's up next?
Minnesota, Oklahoma.
Anybody Pierce in the Hawks. Chat?
Minnesota, Oklahoma.
Pierce says the Hawks.
Well, as we just bash him, and then the first guy that comes in the chat has an Iowa helmet and everything on there. So that's how it usually goes. So, hey, welcome. You didn't hear me say that, so thanks for tuning in.
He was in here for all the football shows and everything, too. So, we took Iowa in
football. Yeah. Oklahoma minus 363. 78% win probability. Yeah, minus 298, so a little bit of value there. 65
Yeah,
cents.
Great parlay piece. Kyson Witherspoon. Yeah. He's on the NCAA Insiders Fantasy SP1 slot. He's going to throw a gem against the Gophers. I like
it. Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's a good money line parlay right there.
It is. I'm not overlooking Minnesota. Like, let's see Minnesota do it for a second week. Them going down to, what was it, Houston, and going 2-1 down there week one was pretty surprising. But I think that says more about Houston than it really does Minnesota.
I would agree. Houston was supposed to have a good offense, too, and they just didn't show. Now, they had bad weather the first 2 days, but they were non-existent. Now, Houston, they're playing
– Houston's got a big one. Houston's got a
pretty big matchup.
Big one, too.
Well, they'll probably win that one, too.
You're getting me out of order.
Sorry. I'll scroll and keep you in order.
Houston is at Cal.
That's right. Yeah, Cal is 3-1.
Yeah, I think Cal gets him in that series. Matt, let's do Ohio State, North Carolina State. It's that Jacksonville tourney.
I think NC State's a great bounce back spot, great parlay piece because of the letdown they had against Liberty. Former Gator Mikey Robertson ropes that double down the line to win the game. Kind of
also trust, Dom Fritton's got announced. So trust him. I think it's a team too where like North Carolina State struggled a bit offensively. Like I was surprised to see them get beat by Liberty, like even though they put up 8. Ohio State though, like I know Arizona State last week, and I know that's a team that we trust offensively in Arizona State. But man, like they just couldn't get anybody out. And I think that's gonna be an issue because with Fritton on the mound, like I don't think NC State's gonna have to put up a huge number to beat Ohio State here.
Yeah, that Arizona State team, I mean, that's a team we jumped on last year a lot. I mean, those were tight games. Ohio State had the lead in a lot of those games, but blew it. You know, just looking, coming in 304, they are stealing, I think, 10 stolen bases and 11 attempts on that. But some of the close games, big leads, but we kind of knew those were going to be some high-scoring games, especially out there. Arizona State can score, so. Yeah, I think it's a good spot for NC State to bounce back to. I mean, like you said, they lost to Liberty midweek here. They blew it. Their closer blew the game there. So I think that's a good spot.
Looking at this Washington State-Michigan State line, you get Michigan State plus 105. We just saw Washington State get swept by Arkansas 0-4. Michigan State plus money with Joseph DeZerwa, assuming he's going to go. Michigan State.
Nick's stay away from me personally. I think Michigan State. I don't want to say. Yeah, I think they're going to be bad. I do like.
Yeah, Woodside has them favored by 3 runs. I'm playing that.
Where's this one at?
Going to the notebook.
Yeah, is this a true home game? Is this East Lansing?
There's no way. They'll be playing in snowshoes.
Yeah, there. I can't believe that'd be up there. Because I even think Penn State, they were supposed to be home this weekend. And I think they got moved down here in Virginia somewhere.
Yeah, they're playing are they playing at VMI, I believe?
VMI.
It's on Flow Baseball. So if you still have your subscription,
I do.
Might as well use it. Michigan State 4-0. Take the Sparks. Go Sparks.
You kind of selling me on that pick.
I think if the number was bigger, that's tough at only plus 105. For me, it's probably a stay away. I just don't trust I don't trust any of these teams, to be honest.
At the system hitting at 68%, you're getting 150 points value. That's 68%. Like, that's
– if Tom Izzo throws out the first pitch, I'll take it.
It's his cousin. He's pitching. Younger cousin.
Hey, we. Sometimes you got to just roll it.
Trying to – who play or who pitched against Arkansas in game one?
I mean, you act like I was jumping on Wazoo's fall report.
just... Griffin Smith.
Kurt.
Yeah, he was the
– I jumped on the wife's account. All right, well, Jeanette and Kurt both love Oklahoma.
Still love Oklahoma, yes. All right.
No house divided.
Out to a 5-run margin with Zerwa pitching. I'm probably butchering his name. Yeah, Washington State for me. All right, on to the next one.
Here's a sneaky one. I think we're going to skip over it, but Missouri State at Mississippi State. So, like, Missouri State, who's picked to win the Valley, and now you're going to Mississippi State with kind of a Pico Cone, I'm assuming, is throwing. I haven't seen it at least, but I'm assuming they're going Pico Cone, who's good, not great. I just think this line is, yes, Mississippi State should be favored, but that line, like, plus 240 is kind of big. Like, this is one of those where maybe it's wait and see if, like, we can get, like, a 3.5 or 4.5 run line tomorrow, because I don't see this
it's
being
probably going to be, based on the line and what it was last week, probably, like, 2.5.
Yeah, I guess 2.5 or 3.5, like, minus 125.
And only plus 240, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's one. Shout out Ryan Hyde. Thanks for having me on. UC Irvine versus Texas Tech. And I think, Nick, you have a stat here. Tim Tadlock.
Who's Q did?
UIC.
Oh, Q. Yeah. UIC, yeah. The other UIC.
Yeah, it was something like Tim Tadlock's like 42-1 in the month of February. Last year they were 3-0. The year before, I believe, 9-0. This is a team, Nick, we talked about it backstage. Mm. Obviously, Irvine's ranked. We think they're the better team on paper. They obviously started a season better in the tournament. But Texas Tech is reeling. They really don't have the opportunity to go 0-6 here. I think even 1-5 pretty much kills the season. Because that's a hell of a hole to try to bounce back even this early in the season. And I think Texas Tech can – an ugly series, but I think they can win the series 2-1.
This is, if you want to put this on the website, it's Danny Heuer versus or Mac Heuer versus Danny Suarez. Suarez for UC Irvine. And then Mac Heuer. This is one, this might be a check the weather game because both these offenses should put up runs. I know I missed like by UC Irvine, like the team total. That was very disappointing during, or no, it ended up hitting like late. Or no, that's when they got beat by USC. So that was a rough one, but I think this offense is still very good. I mean, Texas Tech, that ballpark plays very offensively. So this is one, like, I know it's cold everywhere. Maybe if it's cold there, don't play it. I haven't looked this up yet. It'll be something I'm doing in the next like 5 hours before I get to sleep. Probably tonight.
While you're watching the Hawaii game.
While I'm watching Hawaii start at 12:30. So this is a check the weather because I really do think these teams score. And if this is around like 11.5, which it would be probably around what it would be for like a Friday night type of game, I think the over is worth – I think it's definitely worth a look.
Both these pitchers kind of got blown up in their first start. Heuer with a 6.75 ERA, 5.40 for Suarez.
Yeah, Heuer's – that's when North Carolina ambushed him. I think was it Stevenson, like, two-run double, like, in the first? I think it kind of just – that was one that got out early.
They went up like 4-0 real quick.
Hey, Nick, I think you just made a good point. You know, you talked about the conditions here, and this ballpark played really for some high scoring games last year when we jumped on the overs.
Watch the wind.
But you just said a good point here. You said maybe if it's cold, that is the problem around a lot of games tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, I think we've all played baseball at some type of level. And man, when it's cold, it's not fun to hit.
Pitching, I played T-ball once.
Okay. Well, then you're head scout. Remember? know what movie that's from, then put that in the chat there. If you know what movie
you're it is 18 degrees in Lubbock right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I just text Ryan Hyatt to try to get the conditions for tomorrow. So we'll see if he
was it going to open a window? You have Google, Smitty.
No, I want the official. He was my meteorologist in Lubbock.
He's going to open the door and be like, cold.
I want a full meteorologist, Ryan Hyatt.
Windy.
Yeah.
Hyatt would always send me the wind and everything. I want the meteorologist, Ryan Hyatt.
In the fairway. So,
but no, I think that's a good point to maybe, you know, look at some of these tomorrow if they do play, maybe some unders tomorrow, just because the pitching, especially if you get the top guys going against in some bad conditions.
Man, I don't know, because it was cold in Fayetteville and Washington State struggled with walks in those two where
they
got run ruled. So if you've got some not so good pitching, which it appears that way with Suarez and Hewer, you get people on base, one bad pitch that misses, it's gone.
You better hope they have a good fastball because the off speed, they're not going to be gripping real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been cold in Knoxville, and Tennessee's put up 75 runs in 24 innings.
Bats are shaved.
Michigan TCU. That's kind of next one that I have.
Yeah, I'll be at that one.
Yes,
Dylan
sir.
Big U.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Cademan. I'm assuming.
Yeah, Cademan Parker. They haven't said it, but that's got to be.
No.
TCU, a very marginal favorite here.
Yeah, DraftKings has a minus 270.
Woo.
So I do.
Yeah,
like
I'll
TCU
be on Michigan.
Yeah,
really.
I don't like the number, but I do think TCU's here. They've been in this park. Michigan's never been there.
They were there last year, Q.
Were they there last year?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Regardless.
They almost came back and beat Arkansas in that game three.
Oh, I do. Yep, I do remember that now you say that. I don't know. I think this is where Michigan drops a game. They had a really good four-game run. I think they kind of cool off here. And, on paper, TCU's the better team athletically. Baseball player wise, and I think that kind of shows here. TCU, I mean, I said it, and they kind of made me eat crow, and I respect it. But Abel goes down, and then they show up with a 4-0 sweep against a San Diego team that played tough all four games. Then they're not a light team to go against, and I think TCU's got to be riding high on confidence. With that being said,
who did Michigan beat though? They haven't beaten anybody good, right?
I mean, they beat UVA.
UVA,
yeah.
That's what he was wanting to hear. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why he had that grin on his face.
I think Michigan may be pretty good. I think plus 200 is kind of like disrespectful.
Yeah, I think TCU. I'm with you.
I agree on that.
TCU is better. I think minus 270 is unplayable though. Especially as a parlay piece, anything just because then you're kind of ruining. Like that's
Smitty, get the Michigan shirt. Tell me you're
all right. Let's go. Hey, starting.
I'm taking the run line. I'll probably sprinkle on plus 200.
Yeah, and so I think Q made a good. I think Q made a good point there of a team that, you know, really played great. I mean, especially knocking off UVA game one there. Starting pitching was really good throughout that tournament there for Michigan there. And you did have some guys that were really hitting the ball there too. So, yeah, I agree. I think TCU overall might be a better team. But, I mean, that's pretty high. I'd maybe take a chance tomorrow with theirs. Ken, go blue. You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Their pitching coach was my high school teammate. So I always kind of closetly root for Michigan, and he was pumped up after the weekend they had, especially on the mound. Like, they went down south, and yeah, absolutely impressed against offense. They're supposed to be very good. Virginia, UConn, Stetson, and then one other, which are like supposed to be very good offenses, and they were super impressive.
Yeah, I had their starters down 22 and two thirds, three, two earned runs. Just was lights out. I mean, 23 strikeouts. I mean, just
where. Sorry, I'm moving ahead. Virginia, Oregon State. Where are they playing at? Is that Round Rock?
Round Rock. Yep.
Yep.
Not on TV unless you have. I think it's this one. This is a D1 baseball one. I think you have to have.
I think they charge.
Jay Wolfolk.
$299 or whatever.
That's what I said. They haven't said it, but it's
yes, gotta be they did.
Yeah.
They
oh, they did. Okay, I missed that. Okay,
it's it Wolf Moore and Valanciunas or whatever.
And then I'm assuming Nelson. Keljo,
yeah, Keljo for Oregon State.
Virginia minus 129 on our site. You can get a minus 105 on DK right now. 33% of the bets on the Hoos.
So this is an interesting spot because Oregon State hasn't lost a game, and you know that they're going to lose one. They did it last year. Virginia needs to wake up. They haven't had a midweek to kind of set the tone. I've got to think Brian O'Connor was less than pleased with the offensive numbers that they put up. They tried to break out in the last game, started early, and then kind of simmered back down. They're just too good offensively to continue to struggle. And we kind of talked about it earlier in the season or the preseason guide. Like, this Oregon State pitching staff is young and inexperienced in a new staff compared to last year's staff. Like, is this where UVA – I'm not saying they win, but is this where they kind of jump on the bats? I do think Oregon State's going to hit Jay Woolfolk pretty hard. I would like to have seen Evan Blanco in this slot. But I think both teams could probably hit each other pretty well, especially in that park. They got the guys that can take it out of the park. And so I think this is where maybe UVA wakes up offensively, maybe an over.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting.
Yeah, minus 105.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting number, like total-wise, that I was going to look at. Because in that ballpark, they were setting them pretty low last weekend. So I do kind of wonder if like this will be like an 11.5. Because I do think even if you don't get both teams to explode, I think one of them gets to 7 or 8. Because I mean, Oregon State looked super impressive. One I know, like I was high on them. You guys are kind of a little bit like show me, which makes sense because yes, their pitching staff is very young. Offense needed to get healthy. Which
it was still pretty explosive for not being 100%.
Very explosive. Yeah. Very, very explosive. And then, Virginia, they have to take a step up. Like, last weekend was disappointing. Like, not only losing to Michigan, but, like, didn't even really look great against Villanova, who's, one of the worst teams in the country. So I do think – I just think they have to step forward. O'Connor's too good of a coach, especially offensively. Woolfolk, an interesting one. Like, it feels like he is one of those where he was a bullpen guy – so it's like, how long does he last? And then also, do they want to run him up a ton of pitches already? And he's also like so hot and cold. I could definitely see this one. If the number's correct, I kind of agree with Q here, and this could be an overlook.
Well, I think this is going to be like a 13.5 range, kind of in that same number. You're going to be looking for that 8-7, 8-6 type game, I think. Now, didn't Oregon State just play in that park last week?
Do what?
Didn't Oregon State just play in that park?
No, Oregon State was in Arizona.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, I knew they were out west.
Do we know pitching rotation for Kansas State?
Yeah,
because this is one I kind of joked before I left. Shout out to – what is his name?
Frost will be against Arkansas, Jacob Frost. So Gackle versus Frost. So when I put it in, Kansas State was actually favored with no pitchers.
Shout out to Sports Data PC. He has been following along, puts out some content, getting into college baseball, things you love to see. But I told him that in Arkansas at Bet Saracen, they tweeted out that – or not tweeted out. They posted a line. Arkansas was minus 525 against Kansas State. That is absolutely insane. I would be on Kansas State. Now I get here. We've got DraftKings pulled up. We're minus 250, plus 190 on Kansas State. As you remember, this is the team that beat Hagen Smith and Arkansas in the Fayetteville Regional last year to send them home.
This is not the same Kansas State team, though. They lost basically all their best players. We've seen them already. What are they, 0-5?
Right. Did you say Jacob Frost?
No, they 1-4.
They beat St. Joe's. St. Joe's, that's right. They lost to Washington and then Coastal twice.
And UNC.
And then the UNC in the midweek. Yeah. I just don't think this Kansas State team, I'm kind of down on them this year. It's going to be a rough season. Also,
the team desperate for a win.
It is. But this is just a mismatch talent wise. Like Arkansas pitching wise, Gabe Gackle, way better than what they've seen. Offensively, if Arkansas's what they're supposed to be this season compared to last few years, I just think this is a mismatch. I will be using Arkansas in a parlay piece. Obviously, the number's too high to take it by itself. But, yeah, this is going to be a parlay piece that I might use. I might use multiple times because I just trust Arkansas and really not high on this Kansas State team.
Kansas State didn't really hit against all those other teams. They did. I think they had 15 hits against St. Joe's. But I think if you look at the other games, I think they were about 5 hits, 6 hits. So, yeah, I think, like what Nick just said, I think this is a great piece for a money line parlay because I think Arkansas, they'll cruise in this one.
And that was in Conway, where it's like where most hitter-friendly ballpark in the country, and I don't care what the weather. It could be negative 10 degrees and balls fly out of that place.
Q, you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. So, Coastal Bama.
Arkansas, Oklahoma, Clemson, moneyline parlay, plus 124. Coastal versus Alabama.
Yeah.
We have pitchers.
I
think Adams, isn't it, for Bama?
And McKay for Coastal.
Must be new. I don't have him yet.
Yeah, I think he was a transfer. Colin McKay. Because then they're going Fluky on Saturday and Icaw Sunday.
Oh, we have Coastal, a short favorite. Where is it at?
This is Jacksonville.
Okay, so it is neutral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one I was looking at. Alabama's played well to start the season, like just kind of blowing teams out. But yeah, I think plus 124 for Coastal is very intriguing. That's one I might be on here. I just think they're a better team. Colin McKay looked great last week. I think it was they started it out against Washington.
Was Washington.
And I was kind of surprised because I was like, there's a reason why Eichhoff's not start. Like, why Eichhoff, they moved him from the Friday spot, who we all thought, I think, going into the season, kind of had control of it. So I was surprised to see Colin McKay move there and kind of showed why. So I think
– well. All of them pitched well.
They did. For that ballpark, that's a tough place. And, this is plus 124. I thought this would be closer to, like, even money.
Tell you what, Coastal got embarrassed too by Charleston in midweek.
Yep.
Lost 15-5. They got to bounce back.
With what, like 20? It was something ridiculous, like 22 walks or something. That's like a school record.
Yeah.
What Houston and Cal? That one kind of is compelling to me because Houston, I think we were all higher on.
We were.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively.
Yeah,
they weren't offensive.
They let us down last week.
Yeah,
Cal minus 146 on the side.
Cal's looking really well.
1.3. Is West Coast baseball back? Are we buying into it yet? UC Santa Barbara, USC look good. Sorry, I know y'all bet against them the other night.
Stanford,
love my Trojans. Yeah.
Did you see
they asked Rentaro Sasaki, or they told him that Shohei said he's got a better swing than him, and he just said
So I will say, just because Stanford got brought up, we probably won't cover them, but I was one who was kind of down on Rintaro Sasaki like to begin the year, because it's one of those, he came from high school in Japan. Like, I'm not sure what the baseball is like over there in like at that age. Like, it's not like he was playing in the KP or whatever, the Korean baseball league, or one of those like great ones, Japanese baseball league. And he comes over here just immediately, it's like every at bat is like an oppo double, like off the wall. And I'm like, okay. He had like four RBIs in his first game. And I think he had like 10 on the weekend. It's like, okay, maybe this guy's gonna be able to, maybe he's gonna be able to hit a little bit. I think he'll be a household name by the end of the year.
Speaking of the USC Trojans, they're minus 200 versus Rice. Any part of that?
I mean, they should walk right through Rice. Rice is not good.
Tight. Yeah, Rice is not good. And
Rice, they didn't hit last week, did they? A lot of low-scoring games off the top of my head.
And it should be Aoki, too.
Southern Cal's hit the ball pretty well.
I like Caden Aoki.
Yeah,
he's a gem.
He's going for Rice.
Rice, it should be. I haven't seen it for Rice, to be honest. But what it was last week, I don't have it. Don't know, but yeah, this is a number that I don't know. This USC is kind of in a prove it to me mode. Just because of how rough last year is. And I know, like, still the whole ballpark situation's going on. This is a team. I was surprised. Like, I was very surprised of how they played both midweek games. I mean, beat UC Irvine Tuesday. They won another one last night as well. I can't remember who they played. It was another, obviously, West Coast team.
Yeah, they won 7-0.
Yeah, so they've been very impressive so far. But I think they're still prove it to me until I put some money on them, especially at that number.
Hang on, I'm going to look at who Rice started last Friday. Because Rice played in that same tournament with Michigan and Virginia, didn't they? Puerto Rico?
No, they were in a different one. Because that one was like, unless they just didn't play those, because Indiana, I know, was in it. Or no, Indiana was in Arizona. I don't know. Those got confusing.
They played in Puerto Rico. They played Villanova in their first game. Let's see. Just some live handicapping, y'all. Davion Hickson. Bam. USC jumped out to a 3.5 run favorite, minus 293. They'll probably be in a parlay of some sort.
Yeah, they could be.
Like I said, I'm hot on Aoki.
Yeah.
They're definitely hitting the ball better than last year.
Anything else you guys want to see?
Yeah, we don't have to bring this one up, or we can, I guess, but Nebraska basically being like a split, like 50-50 with Louisiana, especially at Louisiana with McConaughey on the mound, is kind of an interesting one to me. Louisiana, obviously, everybody, like, I'm high on, at least in the Sun Belt. I think they're one of the, like, five or six teams from the Sun Belt that can get an attorney. That's also a tough place to play. Now, they might not have as big of an advantage since it's not going to be 100 degrees down there this week, and Nebraska is going to be used to it. But, yeah, McConaughey, this is probably going to be one of the very few times.
Who's going for Louisiana?
I'd have to look it up. But this, I was just saying, this is going to be one of the few times where you're going to get him at pretty much like minus 120 for most of the year. Chase Morgan.
Nebraska minus 131. You can get a minus 120 on DK right now.
Jordan P. Yeah, that should be – it should be a very fun series.
Yeah.
Two teams that should be – are going to be very close to being postseason teams.
I don't want any money on this one because I want to be able to actually enjoy it, because I think it's going to be good baseball.
It will, especially night one.
All right. To put a bow on opening day, what kind of stuck out to y'all other than – think the obvious, Virginia losing. Nobody had that on their bingo card.
I think Duke was disappointing. I think people were, I mean, you put them at the 11th ranked team in the country, and no discredit to Cincinnati, but Duke even struggled against UNC Wilmington if it wasn't for Ben Miller.
Yeah.
He single-handedly won the game the other night. It's them. Arizona.
Point out to me, yeah.
Yeah. Now I mean, they thumped New Mexico, but yeah, they were extremely disappointing.
Shout out High Point leading the country in weighted runs created at 307. Tennessee 255, Gardner Webb at 237, Wake at 234. The team that I didn't think was really going to be that good, proved me wrong. Tarleton State 231. Now a lot of this is going to be depending on strength of schedule.
Go back to Louisiana. Did you have neutral site checked?
Oh, you had neutral site checked on for Louisiana.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Cade.
Yeah, that's yeah, good catch.
So it's minus 120 Nebraska, minus 110 Louisiana.
Still probably not big enough for me to force a play out of it.
Who did Nebraska lose to Oregon the other night when we had them?
Grand Canyon.
That's right, Grand Canyon.
Like, what, 3-2?
Yeah, I think Grand Canyon scored in the bottom of the eighth.
But, it was a disappointing one.
Yeah.
I'll just bring up I know kind of we talked about last weekend or this week, the kind of things we've seen. Midweek Madness strikes again. I mean, there's what, eight ranked teams lose. Yeah, and if you actually looked and you looked at the teams that lost, it was what we mentioned. It was what like Q and I on Jeff's show on Tuesday. It was basically Florida and then like up that kind of East Coast where you have all these like powerful mid-majors that go to the ACC schools and the SEC schools, and these are RPI like boosters for them.
Oh yeah.
Now there are certain ones that don't make sense. Like Greensboro two hitting Wake Forest is not something that you can kind of expect.
Well, interesting you say that because they did it last year too.
Well, they did. Yeah. But also this isn't the same offense either. I think this offense should be a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, like winning that one 4-0. Like you mentioned Arizona, and I'll just say it because obviously they were my pick to win the Big 12. Not looking great right now, but this is also the starting staff.
It's brand new.
Brand new starting staff. Bailey actually looked great on – I was surprised how good he looked Sunday against Louisville. And then as soon as they had to pull him, obviously floodgates opened. And, like, the next time it came in, that JUCO transfer gave up 7 straight runs and recorded, like, 1 out. The problem for me, though, was the Arizona offense. Like, that's what was supposed to carry them through this whole year. And they scored 7 total runs in 3 games. And that's with one of the games they had 5. So that's where I was extremely disappointed. And that's kind of – and you also look around the Big 12, like what we kind of saw, like Oklahoma State looked impressive. We already hit on Arizona State. We touched on TCU beating San Diego. We touched on Kansas, swept through theirs easily. West Virginia is still looking good. UCF, great one tonight. Like Q mentioned in our text thread, he's like, UCF's going to mess around and win the Big 12 this year. So it's like, if Arizona can't figure it out, especially offensively, and those pitchers don't click quickly, then yeah, my pick for Arizona to win the Big 12 is not looking fantastic.
Yeah, I'm with you. You got to watch out to touch on the UCF. Like, those Southeastern teams, and I'll just use them just because they play tonight, they're getting kids that I don't want to say didn't make it at Florida State or Florida or, you know, Miami, but they're quality D1 division, like top-tier talent, Matt Prevesque. What do you have, 3 home runs this year? Open the season? Like, he's a guy that just didn't find playing time at Florida because there were way better guys in front of him. That doesn't mean he's a bad player. So then he goes to Central Florida and he's a star. You could say the same thing about UNC Wilmington. They're always a tough team out of the CAA. Troy, I mean, Troy took Auburn to the extra inning.
Was frustrating.
You know, like Southern Miss beats Mississippi State 3-0, dominates the entire game. Like those mid-major teams, they get Division One top talent that kids are just looking for playing time. Weekend series, midweek games, like you said, they're there to win those games because they need those wins more than these Division One teams in the SEC, in the ACC, who have a strong RPI, you know, inherently. So it's even like Louisiana, that's a big series to get a ranked win potentially against Nebraska on paper. Yeah. That's huge for them.
Texas State didn't mention Texas State. That was a big one for them. And obviously, yeah, like against Oklahoma State, they got to play at neutral. You play in an MLB stadium. And then, yeah, like they were +3.5 and obviously won outright fairly easily. Yeah. And that's another school where it's like, yeah, if you don't know how much talent is in Texas, yeah, look at schools like Texas, look at schools that like are just in the Sun Belt, small, and those kids can go anywhere and be impressive.
Do we think Cincy's legit? I think the jury's still out. More. Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. Last year they were scrappy. They won some series you maybe didn't guess, and they lost some they probably should have won. Obviously, they started strong against Duke. You're going to know what Cincinnati is in the Big 12. If they can beat up on the teams in the Big 12 that they should and then challenge Oklahoma State, challenge, you know, maybe a Central Florida, who I think is maybe better than people realize in a weak conference, you know, handle Arizona, then we have the conversation of, yeah, they're kind of a legit powerhouse. But if they go into the Big 12 and they lose to, you know, like Kansas State, who looks rough right now.
Utah, BYU. Utah, yeah.
Right. Like, then we're going to have a conversation and say, man, maybe they were just kind of hyped up.
Yeah, maybe it's not this year, but I can see that. Like, as I'm blanking on
they're
the coach. I was trying to think of the coach's name the whole time he was talking, but it's that guy from Central Michigan who basically had those, what, two or three straight runs. I think one of the years, was it a super regional year or what? Like, they took somebody like game seven in a regional. They were very good in the MAC. I think won the MAC like three straight years. So I think he will get them turned around. Maybe that's such a tough place to recruit because it is sort of like the Northern kids want to go South. Kind of if you're around that Cincinnati, Kentucky area, you're going to like Louisville or Tennessee or Vandy or somewhere like East, like to the ACC. So that's a tough place. Cause it's like, it's a Big 12 school, but it's a Northern Big 12 school where it's like, if you're
it's West Virginia.
Yeah. If you're a Big 12 talent, and you can play at Cincinnati, you could possibly play at maybe Texas Tech, or you could play at like a, yeah, like a Wake Forest or somewhere. So that it's just a tough place to recruit. So he's going to have to do a little bit different. Kind of like Nick Mangione at Kentucky did. Like he's had to do it different. Like last year was different because that was rare when there's going to be six kind of MLB type guys on a Kentucky roster. But he got those guys to play well. And I think that's like scrappy dugout being loud. We're going to squeeze and we're going to do all these kind of different things. And that's kind of how Cincinnati is going to have to, I think that's how they'll have to take kind of that same blueprint and win that way.
Hey, I just want to meteorologist Ryan Hyatt just texted me. All right, here we go. First pitch, 2 PM first pitch central, about 36 to 40 degrees, very little wind. If there is any, it will go right to left. It's going to be very cold.
Maybe an under.
I don't know.
Shivering already thinking about it.
Hey, one thing I'll say about the weekend, I was pumped to see some of the young kids. Like we said, the kid out of Stanford, you know, great start there. Dax Whitney, one that just, you know,
oh my gosh,
out of Iowa.
He looks stellar.
Yeah, Gatorade Player of the Year, you know, kept coming in, you know, I think 5 innings, 8 strikeouts. The kid, I think it's Schmidt out of the bullpen for LSU. Looked very, William Schmidt, I think is his name. I think he's a freshman coming out of the bullpen there. He was dominant too. So, I mean, there's some big time arms that are like freshmen that it's going to be, I'm excited to see how Whitney really does, for the Beavers this year.
Yeah. He could be like an X factor for them for sure. Cause we talked about how new they are on the mound. And if you bring in a guy who like, he's what, he was like 97 to 100.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, man, if he can be their Saturday guy, Sunday guy, that improves their chances. As part of my Omaha 8, I need him to be good.
So one thing that I'm gonna talk about throughout the season, because I truly believe in it wholeheartedly, the championship formula. You've heard it in college basketball, like using KenPom ratings and being top 20 or 40 or whatever in the adjusted offense. So there's been a trend since COVID slash like the transfer portal kind of tilted how college athletics have gone. But all of the eventual national champions have had some trends that have been the same in every scenario. Even Ole Miss, after falling out of the top preseason top 25, having basically a 500 record and eventually running to make the College World Series and winning it all. They've all been in the top 20 in weighted runs created plus. They've all been in the top 20 of Team Sierra. They've had more road wins than losses, so just an above 500 record on the road. And they were all preseason top 10. So keep an eye on the leaderboard here for team statistics on our website. You'll see right now LSU, Florida, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Tennessee lead the way in Team Sierra. I have it ranked right here. But you want to stay in this top 20.
How about Little Rock hanging in there?
Yeah, I know. Beating our boy Carroll at Evansville.
Swept Evansville.
And then the team hitting
Emmitsburg.
Obviously, these are very early on stats here, but just something to keep an eye on. So you've got Tennessee still fitting that bill. And then you have LSU at 19th in weighted runs created. So, hate to say it for Nick, but Tennessee shaping up to be really well this season again. And Alabama, LSU kind of two that just to keep an eye on as the season progresses. I think that's going to be, once again, something to monitor all season long, and I'll keep refreshing everybody's memory. But
Matt, are we wrapping it up?
Yep.
If you're on the fence, or you have a week subscription with us, or you just haven't decided to pull the trigger, if you go to our page at the Clubhouse link and type in CBI, all caps, get you 30% off your first month. Give us a shot. This is a sport where, like, you got to see what the month's results are, because you could have a bad week and then you don't renew. And then, you know, Nick or Smitty or anybody goes on just an absolute heater and ends up, you know, 10 plus units for the month. So this is a sport where there's a lot of parity. You have to be good at it. And if you can catch 30% off of $29.99, like for $20, you know, it's worth joining. So
should make it one play, basically.
What's that?
So yeah, you can make that up in one, like one of us win one play. Yeah. Probably can make it $20.
I mean, Smitty's already paid for that, you know, for a bunch of people. So guys on mm-hmm. here, he's like 18-2 or something like that.
No, I wish. Not that good. Not that
north
good.
10 units, north of 10 units.
Up eight right now, over eight. Well,
so
good start.
It'll be 10 after Hawaii cashes tonight.
I'm not on anything. I'm going to go watch Cinemax, not the Hawaii game. So hold on. So.
And if you're not just here for the betting advice and handicapping analysis, you can also just subscribe to help us out. We want to keep the website free. This was kind of the easiest way to keep it ad-free, cost-free. We don't want to sell subscriptions for the information. That's what we started this whole thing for. We wanted to provide people information so you can utilize it to win bets. We just do the research for you by giving out the play. But again, we're going to post exclusive content directly to there. I'm going to make graphics every week, just kind of highlighting some pitching stats and other teams to keep an eye on, just ranked on the advanced statistics and stuff. So subscribers will get all of that first. That may eventually trickle out on Twitter, but definitely on the Dub Club page. So you're supporting us to continue to chase our dream of being able to do this full time. But as of right now, and over the last three seasons now, we've just kind of gone in the hole. So we're trying to slowly but surely dig ourselves out of it. And I know my bank account and Q's that we appreciate it. And Nick Dimmitt, who's doing a phenomenal job here with the website, just kind of keep him going as well. So we appreciate all of you that have subscribed. And like you said, if you're on the fence, we could probably win you back the money you spend over a weekend if you follow the plays.
We'll upgrade your fence from a wooden fence to a white vinyl.
There we go.
That's it. Last code, Insiders10 is the new home field code. We got a little reduction, but we think it's going to work better.
You can use it multiple times now.
Yeah, any order. It's no longer a first order. That's a huge win for us. I ordered 2 yesterday. My wife still hasn't questioned me. She probably just hasn't seen the credit card statement yet, but it's a business expense. I know Matt got 2 yesterday. We got to figure out Smitty's new shirt of the year. He hasn't got one this season.
I know. I did get an LSU national championship shirt the last time. That was in football season. I got a Vanderbilt baseball shirt.
Yeah, we need a new baseball
shirt. But I will say, I was going to put on the Indiana shirt for the show, but they're winless. So until they win, I can't put it on. So Hoosiers, let's go win a game and I'll put the shirt on.
I'll get one right now for Smitty to get. Troy, their shirt. It's a gray shirt. It looks absolutely incredible. Skylar Mead, hell of a coach. That's who you should get.
Well, you can't really say I bought the Indiana shirt and then they kind of fell apart. But then I got Kentucky was playing well. I got a Kentucky shirt and they, you know, they had a good year. So it's not really I jinx. Maybe it's just
I think Indiana did more than kind.
Just don't wear an Arkansas shirt.
I'm going to.
I do want the Indiana shirt that's like the Marlboro Red logo, but it says Cignetti. Smoke them if you got them or something. I like that.
Maybe
he's probably going to be gone in a couple of years.
We'll see. Yeah. That's we'll all see. I got. CBI all caps, 30% off, and Insiders 10 all caps for 10% off any order. Home field, best retro collegiate gear in the game.
100%.
And tweet them out. If there's a school you want, tweet them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Our free Discord. I just want to throw that in. I think I tweeted it out about 24 hours ago. I think we've already had 20-ish people or 25 people join in the last 24 hours. Basically, the best place to talk college baseball with a lot of other college baseball fans. Like, we're in there every once in a while when we can be. Feel free to ask us betting advice. Like, if there are games that you see that we haven't played. And you just say like, hey, would you lean one way or the other? Like, what do you think in this one? We'll give our honest advice, or just let you know why we decide to stay off of it. So we can always do that. And then obviously
or
just talking.
Who's pitching.
Yeah. Or just, yeah. Question or if, about yeah, that. If we see who's pitching. Yeah. If you want to know who the starters are, like a lot of us, like, as you can hear during the show, like, we have just, I mean, individual research, but we can figure those things out for you. So yeah, give us a shout on there. Go ahead and follow us. Completely free. And just a good place to talk to other people that are college baseball fans, even if we're not in there chatting all the time.
All right. Well, we'll leave you with the old outro that doesn't feature Nick. So
unbelievable.
Save yourself from seeing him once again. We'll be back next week. Cheers, y'all. I'll be coming to you live from on the field at Globe Life this weekend, taking on the series is Arkansas, Michigan, TCU and Kansas State. So it should be fun. I'll do the chicken tender review. We'll keep that going. Hopefully it scores better than Coastal Carolina's. No fries.
Yeah, no fries. Come on.
That was terrible. But
yeah. They don't do that at Raising Cane's. All right, guys. Thanks. Go Hawaii.